Well, British Prime Minister David Cameron has made a case for conducting airstrikes on Daesh terrorists in Syria. Addressing the House of Commons, Cameron noted that the Daesh terrorists, or their affiliates, tried to target Britain in 2014 seven times, all of which were unsuccessful. The Premier warned that Daesh would grow unless Britain took action. In response to Cameron, leader of the opposition Labour Party Jeremy Corbyn expressed doubt about whether bombing of Daesh in Syria would make Britain safer. He also questioned the fact that British airstrikes would contribute to a war-winning strategy. Cameron's request comes as Britain has been openly supported anti-Damascus militants, many of whom to other terrorist groups fighting against the Syrian army, including Daesh or al-Nusra Front. Well, let's speak to Rodney Shakespeare. He's a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from London to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shakespeare. Now, as Prime Minister David Cameron put it, his strategy is that of ISIL first in combating the terrorism in Syria and Iraq. What do you make of it?
He is lying his head off. The British, Saudi Arabia, the USA, Turkey and Qatar created ISIS, and they are doing nothing to stop the causes. Who is arming Saudi Arabia? Who gives the throat slitting and the gas choking? Who gives the self-righteous, we can kill anybody? Why hasn't ISIS attacked Israel? They're in it together. And they're carrying out the policy stated in the USA after 9/11 that they're going to destroy seven Islamic countries, of which Syria is one. The object is ultimately to do in Syria what was done in Libya, to smash it apart. There are no moderates in Syria. There was only four or five in the field, and any of the others are equivalent to ISIS with different names on them. The whole thing is shocking. We're being put into another situation on behalf of ISIS, and we are doing nothing to address the causes which lie in our support of Saudi Arabia, our support of Bahrain, our support of Qatar, our support of Turkey, our support of the USA. It's time that Europe woke up to the fact we are being deceived by what is a bunch of lies. And ultimately, on behalf of Israel, and that is ultimately the problem. We have to change our policy and solidly back Russia and Iran and Hezbollah and the Assad government. And if we do not do that, we are going to have ISIS on the streets of London.
Right then, Mr. Shakespeare, if this policy is so sure to fail, why then is David Cameron pursuing it specifically? As he has also himself pointed out, the existence of ISIL or Daesh in Syria can also mean terrorism within UK.
Because our policy is still ultimately controlled by the Zionist interests. You see, there's something fundamental about this. There is that structure. It is the USA. It is us hand in glove with the sword cutters, with Saudi Arabia and with Bahrain. And until that structure is broken, which is promoting and creating this in hand and glove with us, they thought they could control it, and it's got out of hand. But now you have to overthrow the structure which is actually creating this. And if you don't do that, we've got Daesh and ISIS on the streets of London. Cameron is not facing the fact. His policy is a complete and utter failure. It's deceitful, it is lying, it is immensely dangerous. It could even bring us into a third world war in what's going on in the skies over Syria at this moment. But Turkey's given it all away. Turkey, of course, is ultimately on the side of ISIS. They assassinated that American journalist who revealed it, was the first to reveal it. Jim, I think her name was. We are behind this. We're hand in glove with Saudi Arabia, Israel, the USA, Qatar, and Turkey. We have to completely overthrow and change our policy and go in another direction, or we've got ISIS on the streets of London.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Rodney Shakespeare. He's a political commentator, and he's just joining us from London via Skype. Mr. Shakespeare, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.